And this is Illinois Public Media.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and I'm with this check of the commodity markets for a Thursday. Just a couple of quick notes. Representative Lamar Smith, he's a Republican from Texas, has asked EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to make agency water maps part of the official record of the proposed Clean Water Act rule. It should be interesting if she takes that one up and puts those maps in so that producers and farmers and all landowners across the nation will know whether their waters are to be regulated by the EPA or those that are on the properties that they own. The national average basis for corn, by the way, overnight was unchanged at 26 under the December futures contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was unchanged as well at $3.39 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down 3 cents. It was a bit weaker at $1.57 over the November futures contract, and the DTN National Soybean Index down 8 cents at $11.81. The hard red winter wheat basis was unchanged at 54 cents under the December contract, and the National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index up 6 cents at $5.84. For the soft red, it's 41 under the December futures contract, and the hard spring wheat index was unchanged at $5.86. Now let's check in on the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. We've had some thunderstorms of significance out there on the western fringes of the Corn Belt that were rather impressive. North central Kansas through eastern Nebraska into western parts of Iowa, picking up on 1 to 2 inches of rain generally, and some 3 inch and even some a couple of reports of 4 inches being received from part of that region. This is part of a beginning of a wet weather pattern that's going to impact much of the western Corn Belt, Iowa, parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and some areas again in Nebraska and Kansas will be impacted frequently by rainfall over the next 3 to 5 days. We'll see some areas becoming too wet, perhaps. Hard to believe it, but we may. It's a little unusual for the end of August to be so wet, but we are going to be that way. 1 to 3 and local 4 inch amounts of rain will fall additionally by this time next week, and most of that will be done already by the first of next week. So now, that's in the western Corn Belt. Now, some of the rest of the Midwest will probably see showers and thunderstorms as well, but the rains will probably not be as persistent or as heavy. We will look for 7-day rain totals running anywhere from a tenth to five-tenths of an inch down near the Ohio River, but everybody else will probably see better rains than that. I would imagine the majority of Illinois will see totals that will run from a half inch up to 2 inches, perhaps, and the lightest amounts may be in the northeast, and the greatest amounts right across the heart of the state. The same thing may be the case for parts of Indiana. We may see some half inch to 2 inch totals over the next 7 days. Now, that doesn't tell you a whole lot about the forecast here. Let me try to break it down a little bit better for you. We do expect here over the next 24 hours most of the rain to be in the western Corn Belt. Some areas in western Illinois will be involved, but most of it will be Iowa into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota. As we move on into the day tomorrow, we'll see scattered showers occurring in many areas from Nebraska and Kansas to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan, maybe a few showers in Minnesota and eastern Dakotas as well. Those will probably produce a tenth to five-tenths of an inch of rain, something locally greater. Most of those showers go into the eastern Midwest but diminish quite a bit. We'll look for rain totals running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 3 or 4 tenths of an inch with some local totals to maybe 3/4 of an inch. In the meanwhile, a new frontal system will be approaching the western Corn Belt on Saturday night and will produce some significant rains again as we go from Saturday night into Sunday across many areas from Nebraska, Iowa, into Minnesota and Wisconsin. And that frontal system will fall apart as it moves further to the east, but we are expecting rain in the eastern areas as well, maybe more along lines of 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch. Our temperatures over this next 5-day period are going to be mostly seasonable, looking for a lot of upper 70 and 80-degree temperatures. Occasionally, we'll see some temperatures over 90 in the southwestern part of the region where it's been driest and warmest here recently. And in that perspective, Kansas, Missouri, and southwestern Illinois have probably seen the most significant dryness here recently. they are going to see some rain next week of greater significance. I think some of those areas may end up picking up on an inch or two of rain. So there shouldn't be too many areas left in the Midwest that are dry. As we go through this period of time, we are going to need some drier weather so that the crop will mature down a little bit better. But the warmth will certainly be favoring us during this period of time. We will look for the low temperatures at night to be mostly 60s. There will be a few lower 70s in the southern parts of the region, and there will be late in the weekend and early next week some upper 40 and 50 degree readings in the far northwestern part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thanks so much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You're listening to the Opening Market Report from WILL AM 580.
Lernard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Lernard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
In Chicago at this hour, futures are trading the wheat down, or rather up 9¾ cents at $5.57, and then a lead option September, December at 5.71¾, 9½ cents higher. SEP corn at 3.58½, 2½ higher. December at 3.67½, up 2½, and March futures at 3.80¾, up 2½ cents. Next year's May at 2¼ higher at 3.88¾, and December of 2015 at $4.09¼, up a penny and a half. Soybeans are trading at $11 a penny and a quarter, up 15½ in the September. November at $10.27¼, up 3½ cents. January futures 3½ higher at 10.35¼, and the May at 10.49 up 4, and the next year September at 10.41¼ up 1¾. Bean meal 3.50 higher, bean oil up a penny. Live cattle futures in the October up 82½ cents at 148.65. August feeders at 218.25 are up a buck. The September there at 214.72½ up 25, and October lean hogs at $95.20. are down 72½ cents. On this Thursday morning, we're joined by Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's out of Morton, Illinois, to take a look at the futures markets. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Todd.
What did you see in the overnight trade and the early opening from Chicago?
Looked pretty quiet, but the undertone looks firm, and my guess is that this is mostly short covering ahead of a three-day weekend, and also the uncertainty in the situation between Russia and the Ukraine has the speculative crowd, I think, wanting to be out of this market. And again, they've been a little bit short here, particularly on the corn and bean side.
Do you think the trade is becoming more satisfied with the USDA numbers released in August, or are they expecting an update and a higher average yield, at least, if not a larger production number when we get to September?
I think most everybody's expecting a larger production number, but it's kind of dialed into this market, Todd.
That was the question I had. So yeah. Does that mean if it's dialed in, have we potentially put a low early into the corn market?
I don't know that we're not going to see some more pressure in this market, but not a great deal, particularly on the corn side of things. I mean, how long have we been talking about a 14 or a 14.1 billion bushel corn crop? And USDA probably won't put their updated FSA numbers for acres in the September report. That'll wait till October. So this September report may be a big one.
It may very well be a big one, and of course we'll cover it. What are your expectations for the livestock for the day?
I would expect we'll see a mixed bag, but pressure on the hogs, I think, is the most likely. The cattle market, packers really are kind of short-bought, and the asking prices are jacked up for the week, so I think that says we've got to see a little bit higher futures. August expires tomorrow, August feeders and August fat cattle, so we've got some spreads there to work through, too.
And finally, a very quick word. We didn't mention soybeans, but they are up 14¼ in the September, and the rest of the contracts are dragging a bit higher.
Yeah, the September futures, that's kind of an outlier here. We go into deliveries or have first notices posted tomorrow on the September. Nobody's really expecting bean deliveries, but there's a lot of people that sure would like to take some beans, deliverable beans. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. The speculative crowd has to be out of that September contract or have a very small position And I think that's what's happened here.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgReview. She's out of Morton, Illinois, joins us here on the opening market report from WILL. AM 580, WILL, FM 90.9. It is HD3 Urbana. You can find us online at will.illinois.edu or ag programming at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.